going on? What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America. Hot, hot.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move. Don't move that dial. Get your snacks. Get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. Cheers. Cheers. Clink, clink. We engage you, the listener, and interact on a different topic each week. We've got loads of good tunes, lovely music, and lots of analysis to keep you going.
And interviews from experts or you young people telling us what you think about our daily topic.
That's always the best part of the show, Jackson, to hear what the listeners have to say. There's always lots of juicy comments and lots of different perspectives. Absolutely.
So stay tuned. Welcome to Upfront on the Voice of America. I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington, D.C. Nadia Sami is in Johannesburg, South Africa. Now, even though we live in societies that are in most cases patriarchal by nature, we cannot overlook the role and influence that women play in these societies. Most agricultural civilizations downplayed the status and potential of women, at least according to modern Western standards, and to the implicit standards of hunting and gathering societies. Agriculture civilizations were mainly patriarchal. That is, they were run by men and based on the assumption that men directed political, economic, and cultural life. But that assumption has changed over time. The nature and role of women has been transformed by evolving economic and social trends that recognize that the women contribute to the development of our societies in ways that are sometimes not appreciated or underappreciated, or even at all ever recognized. In other cases, the argument has been that women indeed have as much influence as men, and they receive due credit for it. So today on the show, we talk about that. Based on personal experience, who has had more impact in your life, your mother or father? And on a societal level, who affects policy or plays a bigger role in things like education, socioeconomic development, etc. Let's talk. This is Upfront on the Voice of America.
In terms of education, I will assure you that women play a bigger role than men in terms of upbringing children for the future. My father doesn't know my class until he has to go and ask my mother, now this boy is in which class. In terms of policy making, because of the customer and the traditional background, men dominate.
Generally, the African belief is men are powerful in making decisions. But as time goes on, we are seeing that a lot of work actually is done by a woman.
I'm called Charity Jambala Suba in Juba, South Sudan, a Southern Sudanese lady. According to me, it's a woman. I'm saying this because women are the key factor in the family, actually raising up kids in the family. She does everything possible to make the kids go to school, to eat, or take them for medication. But a man, if he decides to drink or get another woman outside the family, if you're not a strong woman in the house, you leave your kids to suffer and die yourself too. So I prefer woman is better. If a woman does something good, they will not consider it. They will say, oh, you're just a woman. You're a mere woman. You have nothing to say in this society.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Can we go back?
Get on what it is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy yet. Bad moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that bar.
Bob Barker, suit game, and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Hustling, chasing dreams since I was 14 with the Fortrack busting. Halfway across that city with the back. Crush it, labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Can we go? I'm so damn grateful. I grew up really wanting gold fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great...
Although I know there are other sectors that a woman on their own cannot do, but I think women are more powerful than men. Even if you look around the world, you see that most of the leaders that have been ruling, most of the times you find that they are very... they have got a woman in their home who is most vocal, pushy, and you find that these politicians behave so badly because they are influenced by women.
It would be a one-one situation. What I mean is that my mom had to take care of me by maybe preparing, if it was the food which my father had given her. So it's hard anyway to say. But in my own example, maybe I would rather say that my mom took a center stage because she was the one maybe saying, well, you know, you have to be strong. You know, you meet this. Maybe when I come back to school, more especially when I was young, she would say, sit down here. This is 1 + 1 = 2. Unlike my father, who was just very busy by that time, maybe searching for money that I should go to school.
Thank you all for joining us today on Upfront. We love having you on board. Let's look at this as one of those battle of the sexes discussions. Who is stronger, men or women? Who has a stronger impact on the family in terms of upbringing? Who affects policy in our society? Who plays the real nurturing role? Who plays a bigger role in your education, your mother or your father? And can we really trace the source of this dichotomy? Is it plausible that in this day and age we have such a conversation? Have we had a complete about turn in the roles, the traditional roles that we saw before? I mean, we don't live in the 1800s anymore. It goes without saying that... men bring it, as it goes without saying that the role of women is as important or if not more important in society, in the home, in the business, etc., in the family.
Historically, the patriarchal family structure that we can say still exists in many African societies was based on men's control of all property, starting with the land itself. I mean, marriage was based on property, relationships, and it was assumed that marriage and therefore subordination to men was the normal condition for many of the women. However, given this background, we know that women were still very much the major players, or at least the biggest players in how a family was run, which is the smallest unit of a society. So if somebody is in control, is in charge of how a family is run, that says something about society and how they direct, how important their impact or their role is in society. So as we continue this conversation about traditional gender roles and whether they are socially constructed or not, I called my friend Marino Young, a writer based in Sweden, and we had an interesting conversation about her experience growing up in Rwanda as a young girl and the roles that were assigned to her by her mother.
Gender roles. Mm. Wow. I was raised by a traditional mother, African mother from Rwanda, and you know, she did tell me what girls should do and what boys should do and what things that I'm not supposed to do. If she caught me climbing a tree, I was told off for climbing a tree while being a girl.
So girls don't do that.
Yes, and we all learned how to cook, for example.
So there was a formal training in some aspects of what they considered female roles.
I guess it was more survival roles. My brothers and I were all in the kitchen at a certain point, and we're taught how to cook and to clean, and you know, the kind of things that any adult should know and take care of by themselves.
Not very many traditional African families have boys in the kitchen learning how to cook.
Well, we did. My brothers hated going back to school smelling like onions on their fingers because they had been cooking for 2 months.
but that was a decision made by your mom or by your father?
Yes, my mom. Okay. By my mom. My mom was really the manager of the house in every aspect I could think of. She was the one who knew where everything was and what was needed and where to get it and when and everything.
But it's ironic that, you know, for a woman who was on one side chastising you for engaging in what she considered manly activities like tree climbing, she was in training your brothers to go to the kitchen to cook.
Yes, and I guess it was, I don't know how to explain it, probably to protect me, because she probably thought that if a boy falls and breaks his bones, he probably doesn't hurt as much as a girl. I don't know how
You thought she went all scientific on you like that?
I think at that time I didn't think I was being protected. I thought I was just being, you know, disrespected. What do you mean I can't climb a tree?
Wait, but you think your mother actually had the only reason she stopped you from engaging in those activities was for fear that women are more prone to breaking
She probably wanted to protect me from probably falling and breaking myself, but also in a broader context, you know, falling and breaking myself, hanging out with boys, I guess.
Hanging out with
Oscar.
Was protecting you from the opposite sex.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. I shouldn't be so familiar with boys and think they're my friends, and yet, you know, boys are bad.
So, like I said earlier, you know, in many African homes, cooking is not really considered a manly, so to say, duty. But your mother did train you and your brothers how to put it down in the kitchen.
And this is the surprising thing, that in the evenings when after dinner we all gather in the kitchen and do the dishwashing. And sometimes when my brothers were not at home and it was just me, my dad would help me because my mom had cooked. So my dad would help me wash the dishes. And I didn't realize it was strange until I told my friends about it, that I was washing the dishes with my dad, and they're like, what?
So your sisters-in-law have your mother to thank for the husbands who can cook right now. I'm quite sure they're very happy about that.
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
Go ahead.
I am aware of the fact that that is quite the exception. When you go with your family to visit people, your brothers will sit in the living room and chat with
absolutely.
Like, visitors. There are such things as traditional gender duties, I guess, or I don't know, classifications, things like that. But I think it makes a society richer to go beyond that, to teach a person to be able to do everything and find what they're really good at and do it well.
Now, there are people who say that traditional, what we know as traditional gender roles, as social constructs. They were socially constructed to keep women powerless. The female gender was on the receiving end.
You could see it that way. And in some cases, there are things that are quite strange. You know, did you know that in Rwanda, women were not allowed to eat goat meat? And the official story is that they will grow a beard if they eat goat meat.
Wow.
But we all know that it's delicious. At least the people who eat meat know that it's delicious and want to share.
When did you overcome that fear to the point of testing it and realizing that your mothers or your grandmothers who never tested goat meat were actually being lied to the whole time? Who was the first courageous woman to?
I guess those grandmothers raised girls who could read a book and read a person and teach more than they learned themselves.
It was women who did not fear growing a beard, I guess.
Yes, I don't
courage
think it was a man who said, let's share. It was a woman who said, why not?
And Rwanda is known to historically have very powerful women in roles of leadership. And up to now, Rwanda is mentioned as one of the countries that has the highest percentage of women in leadership
in
positions.
In parliament,
yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So it has something
Sweden,
to say that...
Ironically.
So let's go back a little bit to your mother. Did she ever train you in any other traditional quote-unquote roles?
Well, let's say, for example, we had this large compound that needed to be... We had to sweep every Saturday. None of my brothers ever took up a broom and did that. And when she came home on a Saturday afternoon and found the compound unswept, it was on me.
So they could
only
cook.
Only on me.
They could cook, but not sweeping. There was
the
a line there.
The sweeping was me only. No, because, well, I didn't have any sisters, only brothers. And that was my job, never theirs.
Wait, because
I never even questioned it, actually. It was like, sweeping is a girl's job.
But do you feel that you need a man in your life to be able to fulfill certain duties in terms of providing for the family? Because that is what fathers were for, to provide for the family.
They work and bring the money and then the mom decides how to spend it.
Right.
Is that it? Well, honestly, no. I occasionally need somebody to zip me up when I'm wearing my, you know.
And that's how many more you need the other person.
But,
anybody else can...
But honestly, if I can find a job and work and earn money to pay my bills, I don't see why somebody else should do that for me. If I meet somebody who's willing to do that, I probably won't tell them go away, but I'll explain to them how I feel about it. I don't think somebody has a job to take care of me financially. I don't think so.
This is Upfront on the Voice of America. Now, Nadia, let me ask you, as a young lady growing up in the city, you grew up in Cape Town, were you brought up with the understanding that you will play a different role in society from your male counterparts, or your brothers, if you have any? I just want to get to the source of where this socialization starts.
Well, Jackson, I can't say I was brought up in a setting where the tradition was that the boys in the household had better opportunities. I grew up with two brothers. I'm the youngest and the only daughter. And I've actually studied more and gone out there and adventured probably more than my two brothers. So I can't say I lived in that traditional type of, or grew up in that traditional sense. And if I look at a lot of my peers, a lot of my friends growing up in the city, it's been kind of similar. I think that we're seeing much less, and particularly in the city, you see much less of those kind of traditional roles enforced upon people. And I mean, there just is no place for it in modern day society. There is no place for it, really.
On the Voice of America. Stay tuned for music and analysis of today's topic. This is another great soul train.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always parallel on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soul, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The biggest thing that's set in my heart is the space that now you're home.
As Africans, I think the mother has that greater responsibility and that greater impact on how you bring up your children, because I think mostly the mother is the one who stays for quite a long time with the kids. So whatever they do is as a result of the mother, because they spend much of the time with them. Not only that, you look at in a family setup whereby you are tending to divorce, in most cases, the children will prefer staying with their mom other than staying with you. Why is it like that? It is because they spend much of their time with their mom other than you.
Women are stronger because the woman, they are responsible for bringing up the upbringing of children in a family. They are responsible for caring for a man.
You've just joined us, welcome to it, and thank you for being with us today. Like we do each Wednesday, you know how we do. This is Upfront. I'm Nadia Sami, coming to you from South Africa, and Jackson Vungani is doing his thing in Washington, D.C. This is the part of the show where you get to express your opinion and talk about the topic we're discussing today. Here's what you had to say.
I'm quite sure in most of our African tradition and context is that female is been seen as a helper, and then she's been seen as an assistant. So she cannot play a bigger role. In one of my work, one time I observed customary courts. There was a case of property ownership. A woman have her husband, the husband died. So she want to own the properties of the deceased. And one of the principal traditional judge, one asked the woman a question. And he said, hey, the world is now going anti-clockwise. How comes a property want to own a property? This one defines to you very clear that a woman is not as stronger in our African society, in African context. How much she contributed with the very effective developmental ideas, but yet is seen as a second class. This one.
If according to African traditional society, men. Men have more influential factors in the society than the women. Because if we go to the society, they consider men better than women.
They want to be equal with men. This is something which is not practical. Even before God, you can never be equal before men. But your contribution should be appreciated. Women should be involved in policy making at home, in the government, wherever they are able to contribute, let them be allowed to bring in their views. Notwithstanding some of those small issues I've mentioned, like making a woman to think that he is above men or he should share equal power with men, but their contribution should be accepted.
Thanks for joining us on the show today. We continue to discuss the different roles or similar roles, depending on what perspective you're coming from, and the different or similar roles that women and men play in society. We're looking at this from the basis of many patriarchal societies around the world, and specifically here in Africa. Historians write that in many of these traditionally patriarchal societies, women have sort of internalized the culture of patriarchy, accepting their role, so to say, that it was the woman's job to obey and serve men.
If we looked closely, we find that women did play very important roles, like raising the family, and on an individual level, they pretty much determine what type of person you grow up to be. Nima Rutaisire is a graduate student here at the George Washington University. She's originally from East Africa. And she resides, so she lives with her father. She has grown up most of her life with her father. On an individual level, who does create a bigger impact in your life?
The actual role that they play, and then there's what people think their role ought to be. So for example, the role of women, as you know, traditionally has been, you know, you have the kids and you raise the kids and your husband brings on the bacon, right?
Right.
But for the most part, these women knew their kids more than the men, because the men have been to work and the whole day, and they know how the different personalities of their kids, who needs what kind of help, etc., etc. So they're the actual heads of the family, but they just don't have the title.
Women are the actual heads of the family.
Yeah, they just don't have that title. Or right. At least that's how it has been. But I like to think that now, in our generation, it's not very clear, you know. It's a little blurry, because both moms and dads are out in the office working. Yes, it's still a patriarchal society based on...
But if they're equal roles, then why is it called a patriarchal society anyway?
Because the role of the woman in the house has never been really respected, has never really been seen as, you know, the engine that is keeping this machine going, right? But that's the actuality of it, right? If you were sick, your mom knew it before your dad knew it, right?
Right.
If you had a problem at school, your mom knew it before your dad did. The mother would know, oh, this kid needs to have extra help at school because they're not very good at math than the other kid. Things like that. And I feel like those are the important roles. For me, as far as bringing kids is concerned. So if a head of something is someone who plays a critical role in that organization, I would think the mom is. But the way society is organized, the dad is, because of the fact that he's just a guy and he goes to work. But then that's brought to question now that they're both working, so who is the head of the family?
In agricultural societies, who was the person tilling the land?
Oh, it was the mom. The guys went and burnt the bushes and they went to hunt, right? And then the moms went to dig and harvest and sometimes give birth doing it.
Now, there's some cases of where the father is actually both the breadwinner and also the person raising the family.
Exactly, and I agree. Because that's why I'm saying that we're in an interesting time now, because... If you talk about, oh, yeah, we are a patriarchal society, yes, that's how it has been. But now it's different, you know. Now both parents are working. I have friends who are amazing dads, you know. What you used to think, like a mom wakes up at night, changes diapers, the dads do that. You know, I look at you and your daughters, and I can't say, like, she's more of an influence on them than you are, you know. I live with my father, I can't. You know, so we're in an interesting time.
Times we live in have equalized the playing field, so to say.
Yeah, in some families, I believe.
But has it equalized the perception, though?
I don't think so. But, you know, it's very hard to change people's minds and change people's, how do you call it?
Long-held beliefs?
Yes. I'm blind to you.
Nadia, is are we reaching a point where society is accepting of the fact that men and women do play equal roles? Or are there people still refusing to accept this notion?
We live in a society where the president of South Africa encourages women to study more, to study fields like engineering, science, maths, etc., etc., because we want to push those boundaries. And a lot of research has been done in the workplace as well, where we study gender roles. One of the disturbing factors that we see is that while you might have, while the number of women in a company might be competitive to that of the amount of men, the problem is when we look at management roles, we see that the management roles are still predominantly men. I mean, we see global debates all the time as well about who's earning bigger salaries. If you look at the education level and the experience and the positions people are holding down, do we find situations where men are holding a similar position to women but earning more? And that's a problem that we need to address, where that is still apparent. When we talk about important roles that women are playing in society, let's look at the recent three joint winners of the Nobel Peace Prize. Absolutely, Jackson. So, I mean, it would be to your detriment if you overlook the important role of women. I mean, seriously, it's 2011. We cannot discriminate against women because they are women. And so on that note of love and good luck, we leave you. Thank you for joining us. It's been wonderful, as always, having you with us here on Upfront. I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town.
And I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
Until next time, goodbye.